This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz! It's all about the buzz.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Yeah. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Absolutely nothing.
Bottom buddies, Don and Mike.
Right there. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Let's get to it.
All right. First, your money. The avalanche of bad economic news this week caused another slide on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropping over 300 points. It closed down another 60 today. This is not good news for your 401k or Americans' credit card debts. All indications are the economy's grinding to a halt, at least compared to its usual pace. So today, the president unveiled his stimulus package.
Ooh.
Which in some stimulus. Some states can get you arrested.
Is that a penis cream?
Man, oh man, it's going to stimulate you just like Viagra.
Bush's economic fix-it plan includes a tax rebate, we've heard, of up to $800.
Thank you.
The thinking being, the more you have, the more you'll spend. The more you spend, the better the economy.
Didn't they try this before a while ago? Where he's like,
His last one was $300.
Give everyone in America $300.
Right.
I never got mine. Did you get yours?
I didn't get mine, no.
It came to the station. I got it.
Oh, you spent it? I hope you spent it wisely, Rob.
I bought you a present.
Thank you.
Magazines.
And with any luck, you'll also pay your credit card company with that money. No word on how the government will make up the difference to allow these tax breaks. At least the World Bank here in Washington did not explode today despite a bomb threat. It was closed. And later today, a man with a rifle was arrested near the Capitol.
I'm completely neither there or there.
Right.
I cannot pay my Victoria's Secret credit card down.
Well, you keep buying stuff.
Ridiculous interest rate.
Speaking of Victoria's Secret,
I enlisted everybody. I mean, well, actually, it's kind of weird. I didn't even have to make them all sign up. They, as soon as they heard that I might be doing Jenny Craig.
Hi, QL.
Hey, Lativa.
That's Queenie. Hi, Queenie. How you doing?
All woman.
And remember, she's only going to lose
10%.
10%
of 200 pounds.
10%.
Really? I think you may have said it best. That's like just a bowel movement.
Yeah. That's the right forearm.
She's the star of the new movie 27 Stools.
She's going to have a tiny little right forearm.
NBC lunatic Chris Matthews is apologizing, partly because he sees the error of his ways, but mostly because his bosses made him apologize.
He's got to apologize to his wife, Kathleen Matthews, who has to just climb up on top of that whale every night.
And she's not doing the TV anymore, right?
No.
She's working for some government agency.
Chris Matthews now admits that what he said about Hillary Clinton sounded nastier than it really was. That, quote, the reason she's a U.S. senator, the reason she's a candidate for president, the reason she may be a front runner is her husband messed around.
That's right.
End quote.
That's right.
Matthews now feels that didn't come out right.
I think he's a real jerk.
Oh, we're sorry.
And I've seen his wife, and I wouldn't even hit on her. I wouldn't.
You would do her.
No way.
Yes, you would.
I know you think she's pretty because she's been on TV. I'm going to say this publicly.
Huh?
She's a cow.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
At two, they're all tens.
That's true. I don't even have to be drinking. The wee hours of the morning right. Give a woman a very nice countenance.
And Rob, a lot of people called. Joe said during the break, we didn't watch American Chopper. They did have a keg of beer available.
I didn't see it,
but we got more than one person call saying there was a keg available.
Good yes, I was there. That's where Mikey was hanging out. Me and Mikey, he gets a lot of stink.
You got invited?
Yeah, I did. I crashed the party. Hello, Paul Tuttle and Paul Jr. Senior and Junior, where's the keg?
Did you make love to Grandma Tuttle?
She's lovely. Wonderful. And I'm very fond of Paul's new bride.
Beth?
Yes.
Beth.
I'd like to christen her like the Roman Empress that Mike O'Mara was talking about before.
We're back to that again.
Just give me a giant tub of lard.
Caligula. Yeah.
Some people I respect, politically concerned people like you who watch this show so faithfully every night, people like me who care about this country, think I've been disrespected.
God, there are gas bags on TV, and then there are just really gas bags. Mm-hmm. I mean, who's gas baggier, this guy or O'Reilly?
Oh, it's tough.
Pulling Hillary Clinton, not as a candidate, but as a woman.
Ugh.
Shut up!
I'd like to see those guys wrestle.
I'd like to see them duel.
Oh, yeah,
really?
Like an old-fashioned kind of duel.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them kiss.
Always.
I'd like to see them crossing streams.
I'd like to see them with a bucket of lard.
I'd like to see them both in a men's prison crossing streams.
Sword fight.
See them reenact a scene from Midnight Express.
That's right. And the shower room boy.
Chris Matthews has apologized to Hillary.
Is it Escape from Alcatraz? Is that the one where Clint Eastwood is in the bathroom? He's showering up. He's in the prison. Mm-hmm. And some big private pile guy comes over and goes like, "Hey, you're pretty cute." And he says, like, "Give me a kiss." And Clint Eastwood takes this thing of soap, bar of soap, and shoves it in his mouth and beats the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to be raped by some guy in prison.
Probably would it be easier to do that to Clint today.
Well, yeah, but who would think he's cute today?
I don't know. Some people still think he's hot.
He does love to take his shirt off, doesn't he?
He does.
And that's Escape from Alcatraz, if I'm not mistaken, where he gets assaulted by the guy and he
makes the prison farce? What's the prison farce movie? You know, the one I watched that on the cable. You know, the one that's the comedy about guys going to prison? Might even be called Prison Movie. I think it might be called
Prison. It's one of those.
It's one of those kind of movies, but it's great.
Would you watch it on pay-per-view?
Because all it is, no, I watched it. And all it is that one drop the soap joke. They run that joke into the ground, and they run it for. It's the one where the big black guy says, "You want some wine? I make it myself in the toilet."
Oh, I saw the ads for that.
A little Merlot.
I saw the ads for that.
It's Merlot.
That's like Soul Plane.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Soul Plane, but it's.
I said it's like Soul Plane.
It's similar. Though. It's the similar kind of farce that it has, and it is. That's all it is. It's the drop the soap joke through the entire movie.
Calling it farce.
Farcical.
It's a satire, really.
It's like Spamalot.
Speaking of prison, celebrities in chains. 24's Kiefer Sutherland gets out of jail Monday after doing a stretch for drunk driving.
Shut up, stupid.
O.J. Simpson is also...
This office demands results. That's what I provide.
You better not tell him your Christmas tree's still up.
You know how he feels about it.
You know, the bike we're going to ride is...
I'm sorry, that's the wrong button. My mistake. Just let's just turn back time. Forget that happened.
If only we could. O.J. Simpson's also out again, out on bail after putting up his house as collateral on the bond he failed to pay and then violated. And the results of Ike Turner's official autopsy were released this week. Too much cocaine.
Incredible!
Who saw that one coming? Not me.
Shocker.
A lesson, perhaps, for Lindsay Lohan, who's been ordered to do the rest of her community service time at a morgue for her driving under the influence of cocaine and booze.
Why is that turning me on? Sorry, everybody.
Formaldehyde, baby. Yeah.
Makes you want to be dead, doesn't it?
Just her around corpses.
Us
handling Ike Turner.
It could happen. Us Weekly magazine says the Associated Press has started writing the obituary for Britney Spears, which raises the question, what's to write? Four photographers were busted for reckless driving in L.A. yesterday in a crackdown on the Britney following paparazzi who endanger innocent people trying to get a picture for, say, Us Weekly magazine. And speaking of cameras, your boss may already have security cameras and ways of tracking your emails and web browsing at work.
They're so stupid. They put the security camera up there in the...
The sprinkler.
The fire alarm.
It's the sprinkler that won't save us in a fire.
Behind you. It's a sprinkler.
Yeah, yeah. Right up there. Mm-hmm. Do you know there's a camera there?
Right there?
Right there.
Yeah. In that
right there.
Sprinkler on the ceiling.
Oh, don't pull down. Don't show your ass.
They've seen it.
Yeah, Buzz is here before you get here.
That's right. Microsoft.
Hold on. Telephone. We have an answer to the trivia question. Don and Mike show. Hello.
The movie you're looking for is called Let's Go to Prison.
Let's Go to Prison. Thank you, sir.
That's it. Thank you.
You've made my weekend.
You win a box of nothing. Thank you for calling the Don and Mike Show.
Made my weekend. Where's that on the list of lies?
How do you bet that if you said to our listeners, what's that movie that Orson Welles made where he's a big...
Wouldn't happen.
And they'd say, no, I don't know that, but I sure do know Let's Go to Prison.
Let's Go to Prison. I make the wine myself in the toilet.
You are such an elitist, Rob.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone knows Citizen Kane.
Of course.
Rosebud.
Well, the snooping your boss has done on you so far is child's play compared to where this is headed. Microsoft has applied for a patent for a computer system that links workers wirelessly.
I'm kidding, of course. And don't feel bad if you don't know who Citizen Kane is. Really terribly overdone.
I don't like the movie.
Here's the thing. The guy dug a hole in the ground so he could get a better angle with his camera, and for that he's a genius? Right. Get out of here, you big load.
I'd rather follow Orson Welles with some of his commercials for frozen peas.
I'm with you there, Mike.
He's much funnier.
Yeah,
that's true.
And the director just will not leave him alone.
Exactly. Microsoft Invision.
Should we take one? With overlap, action peas.
Orson Welles. Orson?
Action, awesome, please.
Just do anything?
No, it's a, sorry, cut. Yeah, really? 102, take two.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There's a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So Paul Masson.
102, take three. Action, please.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So Paul Masson.
Cut. Cut, Orson.
Wow. Anyway, there he is, Citizen Kane.
What I'm saying is your boss will soon know what you're thinking. I'll explain when we return.
You don't have to be a mind reader. Michael Hughes, we hate you.
Don and Mike Show.
Woo, look out, look out.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Yeah. I did you a favor. You do me a favor.
Like
honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You got up, I'm back down.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
Always. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How the hell are you?
I'm great. But here's the deal. Microsoft has applied for a patent for a computer system that links workers wirelessly while recording each worker's metabolic rate. The idea, we're told, is to monitor a worker's productivity, physical well-being, and competence. Like a super high-tech lie detector. It
Joe.
I
knew it.
Your heart
Joe.
Rate.
Joe.
Heart rate, body temperature, facial expression, and
he's mentally retarded.
Blood
Joe.
Pressure.
Hook him up on Wednesday.
That's his peak day.
That's right. His high function day.
That's right. The technology's already been used to monitor firefighters and pilots and astronauts, and the technology is coming soon to a boss near you. And then there's a fair chance your wife wants to leave you.
Yes.
She just can't afford it.
Rob Speedwack.
She stays because she needs the money.
Rob Speedwack.
A new survey in Britain shows that 3 out of 5 women say
Rob Speedwack.
3 out of 5.
They'd divorce their husbands immediately if they could secure their economic future. The survey found
Rob Speedwack.
Survey also found that half of all married men feel they are in a loveless marriage. Half.
Well, Rob Speedwack.
If married people are so unhappy, why are they still married?
Why are you still married?
I'll tell you on Monday's show.
40
Monday's a holiday, ass.
Maybe Tuesday then.
42% said it's because they don't want to lose their home or be left with nothing. People could give multiple answers in this. More than a third said they stay for the kids.
It was really hard because he would tell me he was sorry. He would do something like push me or throw me against the wall, but then he would cry and say, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't mean to. I just lost my temper. I love you.
Carrie.
Nearly a third said they just don't want to go through the melodrama and upheaval, and 12% said staying married was just easier. Speaking of children, a lot more of them are being born.
Not for everybody.
In the U.S.
What, Buzz?
A lot more children being born in the USA these days. The news comes as a shock. The birth rate in this country had been falling, and now, suddenly, a mini baby boom.
Well, you're doing your part.
I try.
You still got all their names written down?
Some of them. I've lost a few.
Okay. Are you gonna spread your demon seed this weekend, Johnny Apple Stud?
Far and wide.
It looks like the list from My Name is Earl. It's a big piece of yellow paper.
Names scratched all over it, sure. Granted, 1 in 4 of the over 4 million births last year were Hispanic. But women of every...
Well, then they don't count, right, Robbie? All right, about?
Count in Spanish.
Count in Spanish. Well,
But women of
bole,
every...
Bole.
Every other
bole,
race.
Bole.
Mexican-American.
The hat I got for Christmas is too big.
Women of every other race were also having more babies in every age group, teens through 40s. the teen birth rates up for the first time in 15
babies
years.
Babies having babies.
Adios, seniors.
There goes Buzz.
Teen birth rates up. And that's just in the Spears family. The birth rate hasn't been this high since 1961, the end of the last baby boom. The U.S. now has a higher fertility rate than any other major industrialized nation, including Australia, Canada, Japan, and every single country in Europe.
I sit across from a high fertility rate every single day.
It's
true.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, it's me.
How you doing, Shooter?
Super Soaker.
And today we learned that the abortion rate in this country is way down to its lowest point ever.
Oh, come on. You're just not trying.
35 years to the day that abortion was legalized in the U.S., abortions are at a record low, down to just under 20%.
If anybody's interested, I mentioned there are a couple of hangers hanging in one of the dead trees in my yard.
Oh, hangers.
I mean, if you're thinking about it this weekend.
That's so old-fashioned.
Is that what killed the trees? The hangers?
What, abortion?
No. You aborted the tree.
Oh, dear God.
We were pushing 30% in 1981, but Americans have since chosen alternatives. That's the thing about choice. People can choose.
It would be a shame if they had to close the clinic due to lack of business.
And Alaska, where the men are men and the women are 13. A girl from Sutton, Alaska,
Joe,
is being held at a youth facility after two 13-year-old boys say she sexually assaulted them on a school bus.
Oh, go on.
All the police will say is that she touched them, quote, over their clothing. Quoting a detective, all people see
hey,
is...
Hey, you know something?
What's that,
no,
son?
What?
What's that?
I had a dream last night.
Well, come tell Dad about it.
Quoting a detective, all people see is what we can release, but I can tell you it's not that simple.
I'll just be your secret lover.
The girl faces two counts of sexual assault, and why not? Quoting the detective, reverse the genders, and can you imagine what the outcry would be?
You're funny. And why not?
And why not?
And
that's what I...
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
And why not?
Damn
why
straight.
Not?
Finally,
not?
Doctor, my
I'm
eyes...
I'm moral arbiter Buzz Burbank. And why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Doctor, my eyes, a suburban Chicago woman is suing her eye doctor because she says his assistant licked her toes. The woman was there for an eye exam, but the assistant told her he'd begin by performing a strip test.
Excuse me, you, sir, suck.
Whereupon he dimmed the lights. Turns out he meant putting a strip over her eyes and telling her she had to keep her eyes closed for about 5 to 7 minutes.
What a good monkey!
Then she says she felt her shoe fall off and something touching her toes, like a tongue. She opened her eyes and found the assistant pulling his shirt back down. She demanded an explanation and got one she found unacceptable. He said he was checking her sugar level. In New York, a construction worker suing a hospital, not because they treated his on-the-job head injury, but because they also gave him a full rectal exam.
Hello, lard.
Wow.
Against his will. Brian Persaud says he tried to... There he is. Tried to stop the doctors at New York Presbyterian. And they shot him up with a sedative. Brian tried to push the doctor away. Next thing Brian remembers, he woke up violated and handcuffed to the bed.
It's driving me crazy.
With a cranberry juice.
The hospital says the rectal exam was necessary to make sure Brian had no spinal injuries. Brian's suing the hospital for assault and false imprisonment. Wrecked him. It nearly killed him. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No, no, no.
That's it. We gotta go.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good, safe 3-day weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Good luck.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's go Packers. Yeah, hey there.
Yeah, hey there.
Or else watch out for flying Christmas trees. Good day to you, sir.
Go Pack, go.
And have a good weekend, Ed.
In the mouth.
In the mouth, yeah.
In the mail.
Goodbye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.